Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you guys. This is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. You know what? Let me tell you, we have the awesome opportunity here at Good Deeds, and I'm your host, Dr. Renee Sunday. We have the awesome opportunity that we work with Christianpreneurs. Okay? So they are, you know, we actually help you share your message with the world. Because, you know, we all have a purpose. We all have a plan that has been given to us. But we actually have to share with the world because your testimony, the things that's going on in your life is very important that we get it out and let people know what you're actually saying. It's good to have a product. It's good to have services. It's good to have, you know, the things that you want to actually have in the marketplace. But guess what? We actually have to get it out. But let me tell you, I actually read an article on Forbes magazine, and I know we all familiar with that. And one of the articles was, what are the three things or the three things that's common to highly successful people, meaning highly successful business owners, highly successful people that's walking in their purpose. Now, let me just say that right quick. Number one was they have a mentor and a coach, and we know that. You got to have someone that actually push you, if you will, father in your vision, father in your purpose. And number two was you need to actually study someone that's ahead of you, someone that's in their greatness, if you will. You know, you have to sit back and you can have someone that you admire from afar, their characteristics that they have. So that's number two. And number three is we actually have to be accountable. We have to actually be accountable to things that we say that we deliver on them, and we do it with a spirit of excellence. But let's step back a minute. What's common among all three? All three is we actually need to acquire and embrace the concept of the art of networking. We actually have to have a network. You cannot do it all by yourself. You cannot. It will not work. You know, I would not mess with a website because that's not my gift. So I actually delegate that out. But guess what? You got to actually know how to network work because we are here to build each other. And that's the awesome thing that we do here at Good Deeds. We actually love helping other people be successful. And when we work together, when we network together, when we build each other, guess what? We actually all are successful. Now, this is a great segue into the awesome, awesome young man we have with us today. We have the awesome, awesome, the CEO of Millionaires in Training Owners Only, Mr. John Schamberger. You know, because he knows the key factors of what it takes to be a powerful networker. He knows what actually has to be done that you actually can build relationships with people because that's the whole key from what I'm understanding of being a powerful networker. We want to welcome the awesome, the phenomenal Mr. John Schamberger to Good Deeds. Are you there?
Yes, I am, Dr. Renee Sumby. First of all, I'd like to say honor. I'd like to give praise and honor to God who all praise is due forever because without him, none of us will be here today. And since we're on the topic of networking, God is the number one networker there is. I'm just a vessel that he is used to come forward to be an example of what you can do if you just know the art of networking.
I totally agree with that. But, you know, let's step back a minute because some people, just to make sure everybody's on the same common ground, if you will, what, when you say networking, what's involved in that? I mean, what does it mean? I mean, you know, because people say, well, I wasn't educated in that area. So let's bring it all the way back to, you know, the basics, 101 or 100 or 099, whatever class we are in today. What is actually networking, Mr. John Schamberger?
Well, you know what? Everybody, you know, was born to networking. They might not understand it at that particular time, but they must not understand it. But we was all born to network. Even when we started preschool, they all the way to elementary, junior high, high school, we all was born to network it because nobody liked to be in a class by themselves. So when you come into a new environment, the first thing that you really want to do since you are new is to get to know somebody. So without knowingly, you get to know that one person. Next you know it's two, three, or four. Right then and there, you just started networking. And to go further than that, I didn't know exactly what networking was all about. As I was giving a little history, as I was in my team, and I moved in like into the project, and that's right, the project, and I was the new kid on the block. So I knew exactly in order to build myself, I had to make friends. So that means I had to network. And as I begin to build friends, because that's what network is all about. Everybody is so afraid that, you know, when they hear that word networking. But if you go out there, if you have a business and you go out to make friends with somebody, you are actually networking and you are more comfortable in doing. Now, I know those who are in business, multi-level marketing and everything, I used to be in them, and I made rookie mistakes. But the rookie mistake that I had was there was more to networking than I thought. And what I mean by that is more to it, you had to build up a relationship. I'm going to repeat that again. You had to be able to build up a relationship, so that means you had to be very, very patient. That is, you want to really get that person business. So getting back to exactly when I was a teenager, I started a group called The Family. It was 12 of us. So I took the guys who I grew up with, and we just started, you know, an organization. So we just started selling bean pies. We had dances where, you know, just about everybody came. You know, it was all packed out. And then we had car washes in order to make money. But I still didn't understand, you know, anything about networking. So as I graduated and went to college up in Lancaster, one of the top 10 schools in the United States, I started SAB, Businessman Association. So it was just like four of us at that particular time. And I started to really build a really a networking base up there. But my biggest move came when I got to Los Angeles, California. And when I got to Los Angeles, California, I wanted to be with a powerful organization, the Los Angeles Black Business Expo. And that's where everything started to change for me, as far as networking go. And I still really didn't have or grasp the concept of networking. So what I did was, it was this young lady called Barbara Lindsay, and I was studying her. So she had this little mini expo, I think around Christmas time. And then I picked up a pamphlet that she was having a big one at the convention center, you know, on a larger level. And I was saying, wow. Then I start to read her bio that she started with 50 businesses, then grew up at that particular time about 300. At that particular time, she had 300. So I said, you know what? And I still didn't know exactly what I was doing. So what I did was I started calling her. Now, I didn't talk to her a lot. I was talking to her answering service. I said, Barbara, this is John Schamberger. Now, this is my actual word. Did I tell you how fine you are today? I want to be a part of the Los Angeles Black Business Expo. And I did that for a whole week, and I'm talking to the answer service. So I didn't get no response. I said, okay. Now, as a networker, you also have to be like an investigator. I mean, an investigator, a private eye. That means I found out that she went to First AME Church, one of the largest black churches, you know, in Los Angeles. They had like 10,000 members. So I said, okay. I didn't live too far from that. All I had to do is just walk over the freeway, and I'm right there. That's how close I lived to the church. So I said, okay, I'm going to try to get there early. But little did I know, and I'm going to tell you where God played a part as far as you being a great networker. I was late. It was people there because, you know, people wanted to get a seat. So I had to go way down, you know, to the lower level. And there was one pamphlet there. One pamphlet, and when I opened up that pamphlet, it says, Los Angeles Black Business Expo is looking for volunteers. I said, bingo. That was my opening. So that Monday morning, what I did was I called, hi, Barbara, this is John Schamberger. My same spiel. I was consistent with my spiel. I'm bringing 50 volunteers with me because they were looking for volunteers. And then I said, I'll see you on that date. Now, I didn't have 50 volunteers, But First A&E Church had a entrepreneurial training program. It was the first one, and I had graduated from it. And this class had like 150 people in it. So I went in front of them. I said, okay, I'm looking for 50 volunteers to be part of the Los Angeles Black Business Expo. Now, I wasn't even a part of the Los Angeles Black Business Expo. So we showed up at the volunteer meeting, and I remember Ernest C. just looking around saying, who brought all these people? And, you know, when they found out that I brought them all, they was, you know, wasn't very impressed. So when I'm talking about networking, I'm talking about you have to have that passion. You have to have that desire. You have to also know that in order for you to build your business, build your brand, you cannot build it by yourself. And I'm going to repeat that again. You cannot build your business or your brand by yourself. You're going to need the collaboration of others. In order to get the collaboration of others, you have to be a networker. Now, one of the things that I want to point out to you, as you start to collaborate with people, it might take you a year, it might take you 2 years. Now, I'm going to give you a classic example with Dr. Renee Sunday, how we met. She met on Millionaires in Training radio show going on, I think, 2.5 years now. So she came on the show. And then as she came on the show there, I went, you know, you had to be an investigator. I said, okay. And plus, I got her on the show. Right there, I inboxed her. She responded back within minutes. I said, I was impressed by that. I said, okay, let me get her bottle. Good Deeds Radio, I like that. Boom, I like that good ring there. Okay, I want to network with her. See, it's certain things or connections that God give you that you want to be a part of that you see, okay, I can fit into this. I can fit my brand where, you know, we can build. Plus, I was a networker, period. That was really my business. Networking, and then I had a powerful brand, Millionaires in Training only. I could do a lot of things with that. I understood that. So as we started to, you know, really start inboxing in one another, then we found out that we had the same purpose in mind. Our mission is to take our brand worldwide, which we are starting to do right now. But that's all come from networking, and I was patient. And as we got to know each other and everything, she sent me an invitation to come. I said, you know what, I might come, but sometimes God is in the work. God said, go see Sunday. I said, because she had another brand, Thrive in 365. I said, okay, I like that. So I inboxed and said, look, I'm coming to Atlanta. And she was in shock. I said, I was coming to Atlanta. But being a networker, sometimes there's a lot of risk involved in being a networker. Sometimes, but you have to really understand that the people or the person or the business that you want to get connect with, you got to understand you have to have a right fit. We had a right fit. Another big example of networking with Miss Keishma George, Dr. Keishma George, of Dream the Dreamer from down in Delaware. Okay, we had connected, okay, just in the beginning. So I'm going to tell you one thing. It was about 4 years ago. And so, you know, I just kept in contact because, like I said, in order to be a good network, you have to keep in contact with people who are doing certain things that you want to be a part of. You know what? We ain't finally meet until last year. I told our guy inboxer, I heard she was coming to the area. I said, look, I'm coming there. I'm going to be at your event. I don't have time to stay that long, but I'll be there. And that was almost 4 years ago. So I was patient because in my mind is with the social media, those who I network with through that social media, I'm going to meet in person. And Michelle Snow of Michelle Snow Network, the same thing. I called her. We were talking, and she said, oh, John, this and that. I'll try to, you know, get her to be a part of my first expo that I had. Now, here, you know, and then we clap. I say, okay, I'm going to put her aside, but I'm going to keep my eyes on her because I want to network with her. She has something powerful going on, and her spirit was so powerful. So you have to have a very, very powerful connection for anybody that you want to connect with, and then next you know, you become a good networker. Well, Dr. Sunday, how I'm good in time, because you know I can get it right there.
That's powerful. That's powerful. But let me ask you this, I guess, because people, you know, especially here in Atlanta, I know it is, and probably in your area as well, there are so many networking events. I mean, they got speed networking, and I really have fun doing that. But when you go to a networking event, and it's, let's say it's 100 people, when you hit the door, is there certain things that you should have in your mind to accomplish? Because, you know, nowadays a lot of people don't have business cards. They say that's going away, some people have said. But what should be your goal when you go to a networking event?
Yeah, that's a good question right there. When you go, I had to put myself. I always got, you know, put myself there in a position because I've been there, done that. When I go to a networking event, first of all, I'm going there to, I might say that it's almost like this is like my event. When I walk through the door, I don't know everybody remember that commercial, E.F. Hutton, when E.F. Hutton talked, people listen. When John Shepard walked through the door, I want everybody to turn around and know that I'm in the house. And everything. But one of the things that I go there for is for a connection. I'm not looking to connect with everybody. I'm looking to connect with certain people who is willing to network. Let me repeat that again. I look with certain people who are looking to networking. Because, you know, you got a lot of people, you know, meet you, and next you know, they want to do business with you right off the bat. You might not get no business from me to maybe, you know, 3 or 4 months from now, or maybe a year from now. I want to see how long you out there in your business, because I see so many people turn over, especially in the multi-level marketing. Next day they're doing one day, they're doing this thing, they're doing that. So when I go to one of these networking events, I look for people who look at the network, and I can read them. I can look at their eye contact. I can look at how they engage with other people. I just sit right back and look how they engage with other people. Okay, they're not really into, you know, trying to promote their brand or their businesses. They're not assertive. They're not a take charge individual. But you don't want to be too assertive, because that is also a turnoff when you come down to networking. So you have to have that feeling that when you go into a networking event, exactly, that, you know, everybody wants to come to you. Now, when I go to an event, I only have like a few business cards. I don't carry a lot of business cards. I only carry a few. And matter of fact, I rarely take business cards. Matter of fact, I might pick up one or two, but I rarely take them. I have people asking for my business card, because your personality is like a ray of sunshine. And if you don't have that personality right off the bat, people can see it, they can feel it, and next thing you know, you wonder why you go home, and next you know, say, well, this event didn't work. I don't care if it's 10 people there at the event. Somebody, I only need one. When I met Barbara Lindsay, she was one, and look how many people that I was around. Like I said, it started with 300. I was around when I came aboard, because I became their baby, 500 or 600. I go get them, they close them right there. Next you know, I won their networker of the year, because I lost the first year to Marilyn Shabazz. I can never forget that, Shabazz Bakery. She won. And then I won the second, and get ready, won the third year, until Ernestine come up to me, say, John, what are you doing? I said, I'm going to win again. She said, you're part of the staff. And being part of the staff, I got connected to Mr. Harold Cambrin. He was the vice president of United Health Plan, who was one of the title sponsors of United of the Los Angeles Black Business Expo. Barbara connected to me, because basically Barbara's office was like an all-women office. To get into Barbara's office was not easy to be a part of the team. I was part of the team, probably the only male sitting up in there. And when I turned somebody down who didn't want to do business with me, and I thought they were going to get on me, they looked and everything, and then we went right back to work. Because basically, people want you to do business with them, but they don't want to do business with you. So those people, I put in my back pocket. I put these business cards, I put you to the side. I say, okay, I'll come back around to you later, or you're going to come back around to me. And most of the time, they come back around to me a year later. Oh, they have it in my, oh, what did I do? Oh, shucks, look at Mr. Scherberger. Oh, shucks, you know what I'm saying? Oh, did I make a mistake the first time around? Everything? Yeah, your business card is right in the corner. I had not forgotten you. And one thing about being a good networker, you have to remember exactly who you associate with. I can go back 3 years ago and remember the person who I associate with, who I network, whose card might be still on my table, or we might be engaging with business. A class example, Kismet George, Michelle Snow, Derek Reese, when I went out to Atlanta. Who else I met out there? I met a few people when I met, networked out there in Atlanta, Georgia, Los Angeles, California. I got a connection out there, Los Angeles, California. You know, all I have to do is just pick up the phone and call. So, you know, Dr. Sunday, when you talk about going to an event, you know, some people have to, you know, you just got to have that feeling. But it takes a lot of time. It takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of dedication. It takes a lot of desire. It takes a lot of passion in exactly what you want to do. If you're talking about you want to build your business and you sitting around and doing nothing, then you say, well, God is going to take care of it. Guess what? God is not going to take care of it because you misunderstand. God is in you. If you do nothing, God would not do a thing. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Well, let me ask you this, though, because, you know, the thing about it is, and you hit on some wonderful things that we have to remember as business owners and especially as believers, you will hope that people will do to you as, you know, you've done to them, but we can't do that. You always have to do the spirit of excellence because you have to, you know, keep your qualities and the standards up, even though they won't do it in return. And I guarantee, just like you said, that they will circle back at another given point in time. And you still got to love everybody. I think that's what Mr. John Schellenberger is saying so wonderfully in the powerful statements that he's saying. We need to love people, even, you know, of course, in our personal life, but, of course, in our business life as well. But John, let's segue a little bit because you got some nice, exciting, and powerful things that's, you know, in the close horizon. Speak to us a little bit about the relaunching of your radio show, and then you have an awesome, powerful event that's coming up this year as well.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, I'm so proud, you know, basically of myself because of this. But, you know, I have to give all praise to God. All praise to God because I'm going to tell you one thing. My brand was sitting on the wall for a long time. And I almost, when my mom wanted me to come back, you know, to my hometown, which I said I would do, I never knew that it would take me to an expo, you know, the vision of having one in my hometown. And what's so exciting about that we did not have something that really focused on business. Most of the events that was focused in Chester, Pennsylvania, was on entertainment, you know, big event. So what I did was, I said, you know what, let me get my connection in Los Angeles. So I flew out there. See, that's networking. And that's like 15 years later. So when you become a good networker and you're good at what you do, people will not forget exactly. So the event that I started here, and I started it in my church. I started my it was Millionaires and Trained Black Business Expo. And I started in my church. And I had like 20 vendors. And like, and I did all promotion myself. And 250 people came up after came to the event after Black Friday. So, you know, after that, you know, I seen the blueprint up there. I said, you know what? I want Chester High School. That's the high school that I graduated from. So what I did was, now this was 3 years ago. So what God blessed me did, sometimes God will bring your vision into the forefront. So now, Mara, this year, November 26th, in Chester, Pennsylvania, there would be Millionaires in Training Business Expo, where I would have a juice summit kicking off. Then I would have the opening ceremony around 12:30. Then, you know what, I just added Zumba to it because I just seen a young lady, and I just picked up the phone. She said, yes, so we're going to collaborate on Zumba. I also would have a media show where Dr. Renee Sunday is coming, Amanda Joy, which point of view is bringing their show, and then it's going to have like a motivational session, speaker of Michelle Snow out of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania coming. Then I'm going to end it with the praise dance. But the biggest thing that I'm launching first is Millionaires in Training Radio Show. Now, how that came about and how Dr. Renee Sunday, I had got a call from Miss Alicia Broughton after my expo. And she said, John, I want to collaborate with you. I want to start a show, but I want to use your brand. I want to use your brand. And I thought about it. I said, you know what? Okay, you can use it because, hey, I'm not selfish like that. People say, nah, you can't, probably would say, you can't use my brand. Nah, you can use it because one thing, my brand is mentioned. See, people don't think like that. Oh, they can be so selfish. Nah, I want to collaborate that. So that opened up the door to my radio show that was coming back. And I had so many people on the show that, you know, it was so powerful. But this June 1st, it's going to have I'm going to have the relaunching of Millionaires in Training Radio Show. And the first guest on the show, you guess who, is Dr. Renee Sunday. The second week is going to be Dr. Kissman George. Then I have Michelle Snow coming to the event. Miss Lena, I can't pronounce her last name, but she was one of the first ones that signed up for my Millionaires in Training Business Expo in November. She is going to be on the show from out of New Jersey. Then after closing out June, I'm going to be having Miss Nina Moses coming on from the director of TLC. So right now, June is already booked. I'll be booking up for July, August, and September coming real fast. But that will be the launching will be June 1st. Stay tuned. And if you're on social media, you can look me up on my Facebook page, John Schamberger, or you can go to www.millionairesintraining.com. You know, to listen in to the show. So, you know, Dr. Renee, you know I get hyped. And you know right now I'm at my office at the church right now. I'm at my office at the church.
You're doing this fine. We just salute you, and we just so happy and celebrate with you on the awesome things with the radio show. Now, you guys, you know, get that information and see if you actually could be a guest. And also, you need to, if you're up in that area, the Philadelphia area, Chester, Pennsylvania, you need to check out that expo. We'll be having a ball, and it's going to be an awesome, awesome networking event, awesome connections. You know, that's an awesome thing. But, John Schamberger, tell us one more time how we can connect you and support you on the things that you're doing.
Well, one thing, Dick, you can connect with me on Facebook under John Schamberger. You might see me everywhere right there. That's how I got started. From there, remember when I first got it started on there, people keep saying, why you keep putting me in this training? Why you keep promoting it? I said, like McDonald's, Burger King, they promote their businesses. Now everybody's familiar with it, and, you know, the rest is history. Or also, you can also connect with me through Dr. Renee Sunday at www.reneesunday.com, and that's www.reneesunday.com. When anybody says, you know, you need a ride and die partner right there, you know, Dr. Renee Sunday is my ride and die partner right there, and, you know, we're looking to conquer the whole world with our brand. So, and I'm proud to be, you know, for the whole year, a sponsor of Good Deeds Radio and Television Show with your host, none other than Dr. Renee Sunday. So whatever your mind can conceive and believe and achieve, it will achieve. And don't stop. Get it.
Now, that's it, you guys. Now, that's what the advertiser you hear every time you listen to Good Deeds. This is our premium sponsor, and we just really, truly, truly appreciate that. But we just thank you so much for being here with Good Deeds. And, of course, we all will continue to support you on the things that you're doing. So thank you so much for being here with us today.
Amen. You know what? Dr. Nate Sunday, you know, don't stop. Get it. And I'll be right there with you, my ride and die partner. Amen. And those who's out there who listen to my voice and you want to be a guest on Dr. Nate Sunday and a sponsor, go to www.renesunday.com.
I love it. Well, you guys, we actually had a wonderful session. Now, please take this information because you got to know how to be a successful networker. You got to know how to get it, as we say. But, you know, if you want to know more about the brands that we have, from the publishing company to the radio and TV show through our other Christian-based speaking platform and all the things we do, telesummits, webinars, just like Mr. John Schoenberger said, our website is www.reneesunday.com. You know, we love you. This is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. See you next time. Bye-bye.